Hey, Roger and James here, Farm That Is Kingdom podcast. In this episode, we're just going to briefly touch on kind of one of the big things that opened up at Disneyland's California Adventure. It's the new Pixar Pier opened up over the weekend. It's new. I say it's new, but a lot of it just looks like having never been to DCA, I can't really tell, but it looks like there's a lot of just repaints. I will say both times I went to Disneyland, we only had a limited time and we just went to the main park because DCA didn't really appeal. But you've been there a few times. So what's kind of like, what are you looking forward to seeing on your next trip?
So, yeah, and the last time I was in Disneyland was actually last year. And Pixar Pier was already fully under construction, or reconstruction, if you prefer. So, honestly, I'm looking forward to going back and seeing the new paint job and seeing how they've rebranded stuff. But with the exception of the stores, because there are new stores on the pier, it's still the same stuff. Now, Screamin' or the Incredicoaster, however you want to call it, is a very, very fun ride. But I'm not going to make a special trip out there to do Screamin' as the Incredicoaster. Same with the Carousel, which has now been rebranded and so on. There's nothing new at Pixar Pier other than the stores. But having said that, you know, it'll still be cool. I'll definitely be very happy to go out there and be like, oh, I remember that was Ariel's Cafe, and now it's this. And, you know, to see the new signage up on the Incredicoaster. But I do wish that they had added something new to the park at the same time.
I mean,
this isn't even like them rebranding the Maelstrom as the Frozen ride in Epcot. This is literally just like, we painted it red. We changed the car that you're in, so it looks more like the Incredible car. And it's got the big logo on it, but the ride's still fundamentally the same.
Yeah.
It's still, you know, you do the loop-de-loop, you do the ups and downs and turns, but nothing is different other than the cosmetic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's kind of been one of those things. I've been watching the social media reaction and stuff. There's a lot of, like, you know, hype about bits and pieces. You know, Incredicoaster had obviously had a big queue over the weekend where people wanted to ride the new version. Obviously, people can wait. Like you say, about the stores, they've opened up lots of new kiosks, food kiosks of different theming, like yellow snow from the Yeti,
which
you probably want to be drinking. You've got like angry hot dogs. You've also got chicken. There's a chicken one. There's a Buzz Lightyear, and they all look really cool. They're very bright. They're colorful. Very much feel like we've kind of themed this area very, very cheaply. It feels like a carnival kind of when the fair comes to town, over the top kind of theming. Which I think kind of is what style they were going for that. I'm very over the top. There's going to be a brand new shop opening up this summer, which is full of sweets, and it's all built Bing Bong. And there's lots more merchandise for selling all the Pixar stuff. So it looks like they've really kind of gone to town of just like turning it into an area for the new kids coming in so they can instantly see the franchises that they know and love.
Yeah, and I mean, that's really all it needed to be. Not everything at Disney needs to be Galaxy's Edge or Toy Story Land or whatever. Sometimes it's perfectly fine for all they need to do is to go, we have this ride, we have this franchise that we think can pair up with this ride or this area, so let's go ahead and do that. I know that there was backlash against them for Tower of Terror turning into the Guardians of the Galaxy ride, etc. And it will be again when they change it in Hollywood Studios, whenever that ends up being.
Yeah.
But this is just the nature of the park. They need to have incentives both for new people to go, but also for people who've been to the park before. And, you know, it's cool to go back and ride your favorite ride again, but at the same time, you want something to be a little bit different. So. Yeah. You know, this is a very easy way for them to do that. And then in addition to that, it reinforces the Disney branding, or in this case, the Pixar branding. Because as cool as California Adventure was in that whole area, none of it really says Disney, other than Mickey Mouse's giant head, you know, on the fun wheel. But now you go to it, or you can see, even just from the pictures, this is definitively a Disney park. It is...
Yeah.
You know, it's got Luxo Lamp. It's got all the stuff that you talked about. You can go, I walked into the park, and I am in a place that I can identify as Pixar. So, you know, I don't consider this a huge news story. I know that Disney's hyping it up because they've got to have some news before Galaxy's Edge next year, and obviously Toy Story Land in Hollywood Studios. But this really isn't a big thing, and... No.
Yeah, I mean, they even announced like this new ride that's coming soon of, you know, the Inside Out ride, and it's like, I looked at it and it was I looked at it and went, well, that's just a kids ride, and then I saw some pictures of people showing Flix Flyers, that ride, of which it is literally just a repaint, and they repainted it and moving it there and theming it, and it's things like that which is a little bit like, ooh, that's cheap. I'm looking at that going, it looks cheap because there's one thing having little rides for kids because they do need them. Having been on a holiday recently with some smaller children, they do like the smaller rides because they need to do something as well. But there is that thing of like, why remove Bugs Life? It was still a franchise. It still was something that was, you know, it was a good franchise, and I'm sure kids are still watching it. But just to literally just repaint it, it's like, you could have done a little bit more effort than that. It did look a little bit cheap.
Yeah, just a little bit. But, you know, obviously Disney has decided that at least parts of it, you know, they have their resources dedicated in other locations.
This is just a cheap paint job to basically upgrade an area to turn it into a Disney theme without spending a lot of money and to do it quickly.
Yeah, and you know what? At the end of the day, there's nothing really wrong with that. I mean, yeah, it'd be better if they put a little more effort into it, especially considering, you know, all the major things coming to the park. And obviously, while Hollywood Studios is getting Toy Story Land, Disney World and California Adventure aren't getting anything major until Galaxy's Edge. So they needed something. It would have been nice if they'd kind of, you know, put a little more pizzazz into it. But you know, it's still an update to the park. It's still them changing things. So
it's still. I still think the Incredible Coaster. I still think that was a good idea.
I agree.
I think that was that. As you walk in, suddenly there is an Incredibles roller coaster now, and it's like what they're going to be doing with Paris, where they're going to be changing Aerosmith to Iron Man. It's like sometimes it's just a case of just taking, you know, the ride itself. Sometimes, you know, especially like a roller coaster. Roller coasters don't age the same way. You know, you could take it might have more loops and there's more advanced ones, but the general thing with roller coasters is they still stay fun in 50 years' time as they are now for people. And I think just rebranding it to the Incredibles, it's a cheap way of doing an Incredibles thing. At least it's not a screen. At least it's not just, you know, the universal system of, let's just throw more screens up and put people with 3D goggles on. This is like, it's a roller coaster, and it makes sense to theme it to... And I think that's a good idea. I think that was definitely a good call.
Yeah, and let's not go into Universal. That the screens make me sick. But yes. Not because they're screens, but because of the rides themselves, which is unfortunate. But, yeah, by Disney standards, they really put a minimum effort into it. But that's still a decent effort. And, honestly, I think it is a good change in the end. You know, like I said before, it rebrands. It keeps these rides fresh. Even if the rides haven't changed, at least people are now like, oh, it's identifiably Disney.
Yeah.
So, you know, when the parks originally opened, there was very little in them that was Disney. All the rides were, you know, new ideas, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, Space Mountain, etc. I realize some of those weren't right at the beginning. We're talking that general time frame. And it's only been in more recent decades where they've kind of been, we need to attach Disney properties to them. And it's just the way times change.
I always think back to the fact of a lot of those things got created was because at the time, Walt Disney didn't have as many franchises as he...
Right.
He needed, say he needed 25 to 30 attractions in the park, and he only had 10, 15 movies. So therefore, they made some new stuff up. I can guarantee if they were making a park today, they wouldn't be one original ride in the park. They just wouldn't make it. It just wouldn't. They wouldn't need to. It's easier to theme. It's that thing of California Screaming or the Incredible Coaster. instantly kids would be like, Incredibles. The Incredibles would just naturally draw them in because of the franchise. And yeah, it's unfortunately just one of those situations, and I don't think that's going to be changing. And I know some people are like, you know, there's too much IP. It's like, it's a Disney theme park. If I wanted generic theme park stuff, you'd go to some other park. But yeah, the magic all the rest of it is just not quite. Yeah, they're not creating anything new and original, and I don't want them changing too much of the old stuff. But
yeah, I mean, it's just what that's what it boils down to. You know, you're there for Disney. Pixar, Disney, Star Wars, Marvel. That's what you're there for. Like you said, if you want the generic, I've got Elitch Gardens 30 minutes down the metro from me. I can go there anytime I want.
Yeah.
But it – so I need Disney to be something different from that.
Yeah.
And it is. Yes. And that's what this kind of rebranding does for it. So. Yes.
But we'll let you know what you guys think of the rebranding to Pixar Pier, so you can get in touch with us on all the different social medias, etc., and on the comments below. You can like, subscribe, follow on whichever platform you're watching or listening to this on. You can go find us over at thiskingdom.com, and you can bookmark us, etc. over there. James, where can they find you?
I mean, heroiclegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.
Later.